Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, typically during the show, we have the NBA channel or MLB channel or golf channel on. Mm-hmm. We have two TVs in studio and then one's like on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Never realized. I just, for the heck of it, I was like, let me click on HBO. We got HBO.
I didn't know that.
Movies.
Must come with that package. There's no way they're paying extra for it.
They probably just don't know. In fact, they got like all the HBOs. I think that's how it works nowadays, right?
Well, you
don't
can
just get HBO.
So you can watch the HBO movie of your choice for 2 or 3 minutes during the break. JP loves to put the volume on the TV and then he leaves the studio.
That's his favorite bit.
He changes the channel, he turns the volume up, and then he leaves.
Or the bit he did when I was asking Scotty Brooks a question, and then he just took it over.
He just bum rushed you.
Yeah, everyone back there was laughing.
He completely bum rushed you.
I added to it because
it
was a false premise. And Markieff Morris himself noted that you can't take into stock.
Can I wiggle my way out of my question before you bum rush?
I'm sure you've never bum rushed me and everybody in this room.
All right.
I did notice that. That was a bum rushing. It was a bum rushing.
I just wanted to add information to your question.
No. You just took over the question. That was fine.
I can find that audio.
Wizards expert. He does hang time.
It's fine. He can do it.
I just walked in with some saltiness.
Right. I have zero interest.
But right. I did discover, Cakes, we can play during the break for money. Name that movie.
Oh, I'll get sized for that game.
Because we apparently have HBO.
Oh, we do? I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
Kevin Costner, back in the 50s. I'm not sure what this is.
Can't name that movie.
Of course you can't name it. Some old Looks number. Hard. If they're playing a movie at 9:47 in the morning, chances are it's Nubs. It's so far away from prime time.
Is that really? I don't even know. Is that Kevin Costner? Are you
sure? Not Kevin Costner.
Yeah, that's not even Kevin Costner.
Dennis
that's
Quaid.
One of
Dennis,
the Quaids.
Dennis Quaid.
Dummy.
I look like Kevin Costner. He has his glasses on.
Donk.
No right, idea what the
Let's
movie
go
is.
To Bob in Charlottesville. Hey, Bob, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
Yeah, I'm afraid the Philly guy's right. We're done. You know, I'm so sick of, you know, we were done when we lost it. We were excited about beat the San Francisco by 7. But I'm so sick of having this conversation barely midway through the year that we're mathematically still have a shot.
Every single year.
And if I see one more 1 yard, minus 1 yard out called, I'm going to freaking just throw my TV out the door.
Well, didn't
I'm out.
Didn't thank you, buddy. Didn't Steinberg have that tweet that some, I don't know, the last 10, 12, 15 years or so, they always start out like 3-6 or 4-5.
Mm-hmm.
Like
happens like, all the time.
Like the last 10 or 12 years, like all but 1 year.
Well, look, yes. We've been doing the show for
whatever it is,
20, 21 years. The Redskins have made the playoffs a few times.
They're always
it's always a grasper.
Furious rush at the
it's
end.
Always,
you get lucky.
It's never sustained. Oh, we have a 12-4 season. 13-3
season. Tell me the last time. All right, right now there are a bunch of teams that are like 7-2 and 7-3. Tell me the last time the Redskins were 7-2.
Well, they finished 8-8 under Norv. I remember that one. Epic.
That's right. They started 6-2.
Well, that was under Zorny. I think they finished 8-8.
So give me the 7-2.
I think they did the same thing with Norv. I think Norv started 7-2 one
year. You guys killed me back.
And they fell apart there. We were selling horny for Zorny. We were getting rich.
Yeah.
Legit wealthy off the horny for Zorny.
Fat.
And I went to a warehouse. God bless them. So the guy, I don't even want to say his name, who had the warehouse and was selling all the gear, and literally it was an entire warehouse of horny for Zorny gear. Everyone thought this was it. And then
these guys love each other.
And they couldn't. And now you literally there are guys in the Dominican walking around with horny for Zorny.
You owe me $1. Pay up.
Right. In 2012, when they lost to Seattle.
They started 3-6.
They started 3-6?
Yeah. And Shanny quit on the team and said he's going to start to evaluate players for next year.
And then RG3 and Alf, 07 with Gibbs, that's when Collins came in.
Collins came in and saved the day.
So they had a bad
start.
A couple years before that,
remember LeVar had the interception to turn everything. Sure. That might have been the same year.
I can't remember. That year they finished 500.
Yeah.
That was Marty's one year.
Yes.
Shoddy's one year.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
At one year. So it feels very familiar
but
when the Redskins are 4-5.
When this all goes south, as it always does, we're just going to get another dumb coach and start over from the beginning?
Yeah. Maybe.
No, I think Gruden has another year in him.
No,
unless
he does.
My guess is he's going to last.
Fiery disaster.
He does.
I'm kind of
Alan
like I was
him.
With Dusty. I don't really have a hard stance either way. My guess is it's going to be more of the same with Jay Gruden and Alt. He's not going to be here for 10 years.
By the way, no. Gruden laughs. He's not exceptional.
Gruden sees Martinez's paycheck and just laughs. I think Jay's good at play calling. I agree.
I think Jay's a very good play caller, offensive coordinator. They got remarkable production considering they have zero running game. Not even a bad. They have zero running game and their receivers are poop and everyone's hurt and their offensive line with no start. Unbelievable production.
He gets guys open.
Yeah.
I hope he's silly coaching up Josh Allen.
But I'm not sure
he's starting next year.
I'm not sure he's not special.
Well,
head coach.
That's the big question is what is going to happen with Cousins? We'll be doing that the entire offseason.
No, he's going to be here. I already told you that.
I think they'll tag him.
Yeah, he's going to be here one way or the other. By hook or by crook.
I think they let him walk.
Well, tagging him is the dumbest thing ever.
They're going to look at the production. And look, it's not all Kirk's fault, obviously. But they're not going to want to pay him $34 million when they know he's gone the next year.
That's my point.
He's going to say, bye-bye, see you later.
I don't think he's going to be gone the next year. He's been talking about he wants to be with Josh Johnson for years to come.
Right, I'm sure he loves those quotes.
That's diplomacy.
I'm sure he loves connecting with him three times a game.
He loves targeting him a whopping six or seven times per game.
Yeah, he loves it.
Let's go to Chris in Fairfax.
I'm sure he loves not making the playoffs every year.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
A couple things. First of all, it's not Josh Allen. He went to Alabama. It's John Allen.
No, he's talking about the quarterback from Wyoming. Donk.
No, no, that's not what we're saying. Donk. But here's the other weird thing.
Oh, you know, I give him a chance.
No, he gets no chance. He wanted to say something about AWOD.
He was joning. He was
AWOD,
joning.
Yeah, had three dates lined up: Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because of his dating profile, which was improved. And how many dates did you actually go on?
Zero.
Hold on. We're going back to ratings cancer to end the show? What are we doing with our lives? What are we doing here? JP and Eric like losing listeners. That's what the guy called in for.
Jake called in. He had a girl right next to him that sighs for him.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she's...
Well, Cakes okay. got offended and had to...
I know.
Please. Yeah. I'm sure a girl gets sized for AWOD.
I would have been offended, too. He was trying to correct you, but he was mistaken.
He was correcting me with incorrect information.
What did he think you were doing?
He thought I was talking about Jonathan Allen instead of Josh Allen.
He was talking about the new quarterback.
Wyoming.
I understand.
Yeah. He thought he was too smart.
Yeah, he thought too smart for the room. Yeah.
Eric,
not smart enough.
Did you hear Grant and Danny yesterday when AWOD was on?
Oh, no.
He's now getting time on other shows now?
We only have like a minute because Grant was so upset. That AWOD got reported by other beat reporters at the Wizards game because he was cheering like a maniac in press row.
Oh, they reported him?
He's just an idiot.
Because he doesn't know how to comport himself. Well, yeah, Valdez did that at a Terps game one time. I had to calm him down.
All right, well, the Washington Post reporter next to him reported him.
Really?
So what does that mean, reported
him? What's the big
deal? Like, went to PR. And said, they came down and said, hey, you guys shouldn't be doing that.
Did you not know how you're supposed to comport yourself in a...
I know how to act in a press conference. This is yesterday's news, Drav. What are you doing?
Hold on, it's not a press conference. You were in a game, stupid.
I know how to act.
The press box, Rick.
I know how to act on the media.
So you're saying this is fake
news?
No, I mean, look, we were losing at home to the Mavs in the first half. I lost my freaking mind. I'm sorry. All right? We didn't get back on defense one time.
What a poor representative.
I'm gonna say this. You also got to be a loser to report him.
I mean, you gotta be a loser.
You can't narc somebody out like that. I mean, I don't like that move, but his move is borderline worse.
Yeah,
cheering
you're
in the press box.
Embarrassing. Don't ever go like representing us, please.
You should have your credential cut into 1,000 pieces.
Right,
that's what should happen to you.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Get that Rubik's Cube going. Let's get it.
Come on, Cakes, you and Danny, they're coming up next
right here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.